This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica could benefit from southern nations in human capital development. Governor General calls for greater attention to be given to technological innovation for youth, and Abilities Foundation expands its curriculum to better cater to persons with disabilities. The details after the break.
I know better, and some are going like them mad like pepper. Hi, this is Romaine Virgo. Because I stayed in school, I achieved my goals. PATH is there to help you succeed. Let PATH help you to reach your goals. Stay in school, school will say.
Achieve your goals. Stay in school. A message from the Ministry of Labor and Social Security Program of Advancement through Health and Education, PATH.
Now the news. Chief of the United Nations Development Program's Caribbean Unit, Crispin Gregoire, says there is room for collaboration between Jamaica and southern developing countries in the area of human capital development. He says Jamaica must significantly increase the vocational and technical capabilities of its people to meet its development goals, and the southern nation states are in the position to assist.
We will need assistance to do that, and I think where countries like India, Cuba, Nigeria, and others, and South Africa and Brazil can help us to build the capacity of our institutions, giving us the capacity to train the numbers of people that our economy requires.
Mr. Gregoire was speaking in an interview with JIS News. His remarks come ahead of Tuesday's launch of the 2013 Human Development Report at the Pegasus Hotel. The report will outline the continued growth of several southern economies despite the global economic crisis. Governor General Sir Patrick Allen has called on public and private sector leaders to pay greater attention to channeling the country's youth into technological innovation and other fields of economic development. He says the country's youth can become significant players in society if their talents are effectively harnessed.
If youth are marginalized, if their energies and creativity are not harnessed for productive participation in socioeconomic growth, the risk of their participation in deviant behavior is extremely high. When we remember that youth are the inventors of Google and Facebook, for example, the question must not be, why can't our Jamaican youth be similarly incentivized? But rather, how can we create the environment which will give wings to their creative genius?
The Governor General was addressing the Junior Achievement Jamaica's Champions for Youth Awards banquet recently. 30 teachers, companies, and media houses were recognized at the event for their mentoring and sponsorship support for the approximately 25,000 students in the program. The Abilities Foundation has expanded its curriculum to better cater to the needs of persons with disabilities. Managing Director at the Abilities Foundation, Susan Hamilton, says the foundation now offers training in computer repair, data operation levels 1 and 2, design and decor, drapery making, and crop production. These are being offered in addition to existing courses of garment construction, furniture making, office administration, housekeeping, ornamental horticulture, and landscaping.
We are trying to offer courses that will enable persons with disabilities to be more productive in society. The main goal is employability, that they would have employable skills, would be able to place them in job apprenticeships, and with the skill that they have, they would be able to be entrepreneurs.
Ms. Hamilton was speaking in an interview with JIS News. She adds that the programs are being offered as part of a joint initiative of the Labour Ministry and the HeartTrust NTA. And Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeill is slated to announce details on several major projects being earmarked for implementation within the industry. The announcements will be made during his contribution to the 2013-2014 sectoral debate in Parliament on June 12. Minister McNeill says the projects are expected to be transformational and the Tourism Enhancement Fund, the TEF, will have a pivotal role in the implementation process.
Tourism Enhancement Fund must be a transformational body. I want to see big projects that make a difference to Jamaica. Right now, we're doing some work in Ocho Rios.
The tourism minister was addressing the Jamaica Hotel and Tourist Association's 52nd annual general meeting in Ocho Rios last weekend. That was JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.